to the moment of your supernatural divine rescue for every destiny that is presented before you this morning. Lord, we give you praise because you are presently present by the covenants of your word, and you will yet do great and mighty things even as we come before you this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, we decree and declare, let your kingdom come and let your will be done. Every soul that you have ordained this morning for, Lord, you will draw them into your presence by your power in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lift up your voice and magnify the name of the Lord, our God that is faithful, dependable, our God that perform his word. His word has gone forth out of his mouth, it shall not return back unto him void. When the righteous call, the Lord shall hear them. When the righteous call, the Lord shall hear them. The Lord hears the righteous when they call. God's ears are open to hear you, to hear us this morning. Give him thanks, give him thanks. Zopia atugo zoziatua. In the day of his power, he's the one that makes his people to be willing. He makes us willing to appear in his presence, to experience the deliverance that he has ordained and he has predetermined for us. Therefore, we are thankful, O God. Zopianda galikosusia atuazo. Zoprondegeke kutozo. Endeke ke libru zozia. Zoprondege kusote. Zalike kutozo. Zoprondege ke kuzuzo. Endeke ke kutozo. Zia tua. Lengle kosuzie. Etungro suzia. Zepondo to kutuzo. Leke kutozo. Zoprondege kuzuzo. When I cry, the Lord shall hear me. Zuzi apio otongle kuzote. Zoprondegege libru zozia la menglo suzia la predo suzo. Zepredelebo suzia. Zoprondegege libru zoote. Dokuta aketa zozia. Lepenongle kutuzote. Zoprunde ge kutozo zia lemenge tuguzote. Zeprene nozo zia lemengra suzia. Stola oprunde ge kutozo zia pioto. Nengle kutozo zia tua. Zoprunde ge libruzo o tua. Zapio otogolo mongle ge suzia. Ende ge kusuze penongle kuta zapio nongle kutuza zia to. Longo tu zapio, langle kutozo, usopia atrozo, zipe longresi ato, dople gege tu gazazia, zaproto gole grazi atua, zepronde gege kuzote, zipa longle kutozo, zipro nonono gusto sozia, dekete etua atua, tapanengla kogosuate, Izoprondege kutozo zia, zoprondegege libruzo ote, izopia atuazo, zoprondege kuzate, istondo goga likrida busuza piato, zoprondege kutole prenene kusote, zoprondega kusota lake patoza, Le custoso prende ne custoso zie, istombro ne nega custosia, asuazo, esso prondege che custoso pronde gagazuate, esso pia atuga, zapio, otongle che custote, nengli che custoso soprende che custote, iso pia atua, zozo pronde che quasa. Ende che cutoso zia lembre nene custo ziate, endo goloproso zia, te cucusto zote, ne plene custo zozia, ondo goloproso ate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have given thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, tonight as we come into the presence of the Most High God, I want us to know that Jesus Christ shed his blood for us, making way for our destiny rescue, making way for us to be rescued from sin, rescue from the power of the enemy, rescue from the power of the healer, the killer, and the destroyer of destiny. Beloved, because John chapter number 10, John chapter number 10, verse number 10, the word of the Lord says the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus said, I came that they might have and enjoy life and have it in its abundance. Enjoy life to the full till it overflows. Beloved, his purpose is for us to enjoy life. And beloved, enjoyment of life is also embedded in fulfilling our destiny. So when the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, Jesus gave his life so that we can have life. And that is why Hebrews chapter number 12 verse 24, Hebrews 12 verse 24, the word of the Lord says, and to Jesus, you have come to Jesus, the one who mediates the new covenant between God and people, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks of forgiveness instead of crying out for vengeance like the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus becomes the divine instrument in the hand of the Lord to alienate everything that gives the enemy reasons to steal, to kill, and to destroy our destiny. And therefore, as we stand in before the presence of the Holy God this morning, you and I must lift up our voices to the Lord. And you are appropriating the blood of Jesus. And this is what you will say in his hearing this morning. Because the life of the flesh is in the blood. He said, and I have given it as an atonement for you. That is why you're going to lift up your voice and say to the Lord, my Father, by the covenant in the blood of Jesus, avail, prevail for me. Let the blood of Jesus atone for me. Atone for me. Atone for me. Rescue my destiny from the hand of the stealer, the killer, and the destroyer of destiny. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Ancient of Days, let the blood of Jesus atone for me. Let the blood of Jesus avail for me. Let the blood of Jesus answer on my behalf tonight against the enemy, the stealer, the killer, the destroyers of destiny. Dusopia atu gozozia tuate. Lenglo suzia zo protozo. Istonde gegelibruzo ote. Endaga kutozo zia pioto. Nengle kotua apia atua. Endegege librus ota. Endegege librus oto. Bekua atua atua. Lake kutozo zipronegazuate. Nenglo sotua zapretoste. Zike kutala prondege kutozo. Declustozo pia atua zapeto glosuziate. Endege kekutozo ziatua zapio. Ondege kekutozo ziapenongle kutozo. Izoprondege kutozo. Izopriatua zapiondo dolika kuzate. Nengle kusoto deplenge kutozo. Ziprondege kutozo ziatuaza. Zeprenonosuza petongle kuzate. Iso pronde gegege librus ote. Iso pia atua zapendo likrasu ate. Iso protege librus ote. Iso ponde gekuzuzo. Zo protugazate lege kutozo. Lode kakuto gosotua legle kuzote. Isto onde gege librus ote. Iso pia atua zo soprenene kustoziate. Illo pia atua zeze prenene kustozote. Like kutoza pioto nongle ke kutoze. Beloved, lift up your voice. Walk around your homes right now. And you are saying, blood of Jesus, saturate my own blood of Jesus. Saturate my own blood of Jesus. Saturate my home, let the blood of Jesus saturate my home, let the blood of Jesus purify and purge my home, my habitation of every oppression of the stealer, the killer, and the destroyer of destiny. Lusopi atogosu ziatuate, lenglo sotua, tapentru nonosu, zepredebo suzie, eketu soziato. Onde gege librus ote, walk around your own. Be onde gekutolo bosuzia. Zopro onde gekusto ote. Iklosto zope de ge librus ote. Zikustu susiba. Takon ege kutabo. Zopru de gekusto sozia. Bin de gekutruzo zoziande. Likustu zia. La pro onde gekustuzia. Leke kutuzo, zopronde gege kutuzo. Leke kutuzo, lika kutuzo, muskuda zaadi. Leke mikrasuzia, leke kutuzo, zemprene kutuzo zi. Leke kutuzo, lenge ge kutuzo, eze krende gege kutuzo. Isofia andolo kutosozie. Lenge lebongu sosiato. Leke kutoso ziatuato. Lengre sosia. Lekutuzato. Ombre nekuzo. Isofia andala pronde nekuzo. Istondo mabosho. Leke kutongo libru sohote. Ziponde kekusoto libra sohate. Leke kutozozia. Zepronde ge kusuze pionde ge libruza at. Uzo pio otongo si ate. Leke ke kutozozia. Lobo lengre se tuaza. Inda bako sote. Ene brenene kusate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, in the morning of yesterday, we saw that God, as far as is concerned, is taught towards us. His destiny plan that he has for us is for good and not for evil. Beloved, is taught towards us. It's not for our destiny to be arrested. He said, my thought for you, they are of peace and not for evil. Jeremiah 29. They are to give us an expected end and a future and a hope that is established in the Lord. Well, we saw that when men deviated from following God, beloved, they became a victim. Their destiny became a victim, even to a faraway country. They were taken captives. But even so, a promise was made by God that whenever any man cried unto him, he will rescue from the captivity. It said in verse 14, for those who will seek him will find him in 13, when we search him, for him with all of our hearts. He said, and I will be found of you, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I will bring you back into the place whence I have caused you to be carried away captive. God is in the business of rescuing to restore, rescuing to bring recovery. Rescue, beloved, from the killer, from the stealer, and the destroyer of destiny. But the Lord rescues when man calls upon him. Psalm number 56. Psalm number 56, verse 9. The word of the Lord says, when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. God is for us because he will bail us out from the jaw of the enemy that thought he has come to rescue. Therefore, the psalmist will say, my enemies will retreat when I call to you for help. This I know, God is on my side. I praise God for what he has promised. Yes, I praise the Lord for what he has promised. When I call, then my enemies will turn back. This I know, because God is for me. Beloved, David wants us to know that the one that contended against the enemy that made them to back off from our case is God. He said, I will contend with the one that contends with you. Isaiah 49. Isaiah 49. I read from verse 25. Hear ye the word of the Lord. But thus says the Lord, the captives of warriors will be released, and the plunder of tyrants will be retrieved. For I will fight those who fight you, and I will save your children. I will feed your enemies with their own flesh. They will be drunk with rivers of their own blood. All the world will know that I am the Lord, I'm your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Israel. God said, I will make those who oppress you to be consumed. They will consume their own flesh, and they will drink their own blood as they drink wine. We are talking about the powers that rises up against us, against our destiny. So when you call tonight, I want you to know that when you call, God is going to hear, and God is going to answer. God is going to rescue what belongs to us. Beendulo biatua, atua, atuate, endegege lebrus ote, esu atua, lege kutoso si atua na glakuso ote. For God's word can never fail. Whatsoever he promised, he will do. Psalm number 34. Beloved, because tonight we will begin to see how God rescued, how God attended to our case. Psalm number 34, verse 15. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, that is, the righteous, those who have, those with moral courage and spiritual integrity. His ears are open to their cries for help, but the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescued him from all their trouble. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. When the Lord rescued the individual, he rescued their destiny. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. For the Lord protects the bones of the righteous, not one of them is broken. When God rescues us, he will see to it that there will not be any deficit. Nothing will be able to prevail over us. Every operation of the devil, everything that the enemy has preplanned and preordained, we see them fail. So we saw that he rescued the Daniels, their life and their destiny, from the captivity in Babylon. He rescued the three Hebrew men from that fire that would have burned them down, and also put an end to the expression of their destiny, to the manifestation of their destiny. We saw that if it takes God to go into the lion's den and shut the mouth of the lion to ensure that our Daniel cannot be eaten, neither can our destiny be devoured by the enemy. The rescuer is God, and the rescuer will stand up for men and women who said, we are bowed down unto the Almighty God. We refuse to bow to the enemy of God. We refuse to bow to any idol. We refuse to allow our identity to be connected to any bewitchment spirit. We saw the Most High God arise to their help. But for you and I, the rescuer is Christ, who shed his blood for our rescue, so that not only from sin, but, beloved, he rescued us from the hand of the enemy who wants to still kill and destroy destiny. So God rose up for his righteous, and is rising up for us even this night in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Because the blood of Jesus is the instrument that seal up his word, the covenant blood of Jesus that speaks for you and I, that rescues from every jaw of the destiny stealer, killer, and destroyer. I want you to know tonight that when I'm talking about this destiny stealer, killer, and destroyer, it could have manifested in different ways. The word of the Lord helped us to see different methods of destiny arrest. We saw the name change for Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah. We saw that they were poisoned. They were going to use food against them. They were going to feed them with food and wine, but they said, "We refuse to partake of that. We would rather see God." We saw that yesterday morning in Daniel chapter number 1. Beloved, God rescued Daniel's destiny from the lion's den. God rescued his friends from the fiery furnace. Beloved, God rescued David's destiny. 1 Samuel chapter number 17. From the Goliath of life, the powers that are strong and mightier than us, God rescued the Israelites' destiny. Exodus chapter number 12, he rescued them from Egypt, a territorial domain where destiny were arrested, where destiny faced hardship, where men were living below their God-given destiny manifestation. He rescued their destiny from toiling. He rescued them from living below average. He rescued them from the threat of death. Beloved, so you see that Peter's mother-in-law also was rescued from sickness, from fever. Many don't have fever, physical fever, but their spiritual fever. Occasional occurrences. Destiny can be rescued from trouble. That is what we saw in Psalm number 34. It said there are many afflictions that the righteous have, but God delivers them out of them all. Many trouble. Beloved, so we see the madman of Gadara was rescued from the spirit of insanity. The arrester of destiny. Who had had this personality in the grave? Destinies will be arrested from the spirit of the grave this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I have spent time to pray for someone, I don't know who, but I saw a man who was riding on a bike, and I saw that everywhere was wrapped, taped up. The only thing that could see, even the bike was going down, and beloved, this man was cycling on a slow motion. Everywhere, including the head, was already wrapped. But everything that wrapped you up in order to wrap your destiny and make you not to fulfill your destiny, today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, such a satanic wrapper around life, grave clothes wrapped against life, today in the mighty name of Jesus, is John 11, we saw that the friend of Jesus, Lazarus, was wrapped up, kept in the cage of sickness that progresses unto death. And beloved, they wrapped him up in with grave cloth. But Jesus got to the tomb of Lazarus. Jesus rescued Lazarus not only from death, but he commanded that the grave cloth that wrapped around him should be loosened. In loosing the grave cloth, upon its life, Jesus said, roll the stone aside. Roll away the stone. What you have under the in the grave is not just a man, it is a destiny. He said, roll away the stone. The stone of hopelessness. The stone that says it cannot be done. The Lord says, roll away the stone that says it is over. They gave up on him. Roll away the stone. When they gave up on him, he was no longer able, because it takes the living to be able to fulfill destiny. Beloved, they were saying that his tenure is over. Jesus looked up to heaven and cried unto the Father. Verse number 42, he said, you always hear me, but I said it out loud for the sake of all these people standing here, so that they will believe you sent me. Then Jesus shouted, Lazarus, come out. Your Lazarus will come out. Beloved, and what you see is that Lazarus came out, and the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a head cloth. Jesus told them, unwrap him and let him go. Every satanic grave cloth that beloved was wrapped around anyone, male or female, tonight, those grave clothes will receive the divine fire of God. They shall be burned to ashes, and therefore you shall be made free in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, roll away the stone. Lazarus, come forth. When Jesus was calling Lazarus, come forth, he was calling not just the man, everything about him. He was calling his destiny. And it's like saying, my destiny, destiny, Lazarus' destiny, come forth from every grave. Come out from every pit. Come out from everything that bound you. What you have to see there is that Jesus said, I shout it out loud, because when the righteous cry out, the Lord hear him. He said, I know that you hear me always. Jesus believed in the Father to he that hears him always. He had faith, beloved, and he made a call and speak to that which was in the grave, to the destiny that was buried. And he said, come out of your grave. Beloved, so you will see yourself tonight commanding your destiny to come out from the grave. Commanding every grave cloth over destiny to be unwrapped in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Untie every grave cloth around the destiny of the prevailers this morning in the name of Jesus. Beloved, Jesus called without fail. And beloved, the grave cloth that has wrapped, was wrapped in every part of his body, the face, the head, that thought that they have held him tight for 4 days, when that destiny has been unfulfilled for 1 day, for 2 days, 4 days, for years, 40 years, 47, 55, whatever number it is, today in the mighty name of Jesus, as we cry out to the Lord, every grave cloth will be torn off our destiny, and every prevailer will rise in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus said, unwrap him. Beloved, they unwrapped him. And many of the people who were with Mary believed in Jesus when they saw this happen. Beloved, because they saw that that destiny that was completely dead came alive again. Beyond the Ecclesia, Atuato, in John chapter number 12, you now saw that many came to listen to the testimony, because it was a testimony walking on 2 feet. They was bound, they was tied down with the grave clothes, became the one that sat to dine, beloved, at the feet of Jesus. Beloved, the word of the Lord says, 6 days before the Passover celebration, Jesus arrived in Bethany, the home of Lazarus, the man he had raised from the dead. A dinner was prepared in Jesus' honor. Martha served, and Lazarus was among those who ate with him. He dined with the master. Then Mary took a 12-ounce of jar, if you will remember, of expensive perfume made from essence of nard, and she anointed Jesus' feet with it, wiping his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance. Beloved, we can go into this, but that is not where I'm going this morning. Beloved, that is another story altogether. If you will look with me in verse number 9, when the people heard of Jesus' arrival, they flocked to see him and also to see Lazarus, the man Jesus had raised from the dead. As Jesus was being recognized of the man upon whom Jesus has done the deeds, the miraculous deeds, everybody was trooping in to see him. They was dead. So he became an attraction of others to Jesus. He became a point. Then the leading priest decided to kill Lazarus, for it was because of him that many of the people had deserted them and believed in Jesus. The camp of the religious men was going down, but the camp of Jesus was, beloved, of the increasing dimension. The kingdom of God was advancing. That was the original intention of Jesus for this man called Lazarus. If you know the beginning of Lazarus, in the time of his sickness, beloved, he was only as good as sitting at the gate of a rich man. His destiny had never, beloved, find expression. His destiny was arrested with the sword that was on his body. Beloved, that even he will beg the rich man to give him something, the rich man despises him. He never knew that that was the destiny that God has ordained, that other people must come and experience, beloved, the deeds of God through a man that should become a center of attraction, but went through motions that kept under the yoke of infirmity is destiny. So when we are dealing with with this issue this morning, in the same way that Jesus called, in the same way that Moses called, in the same way, beloved, that we have seen the Daniel call. Daniel, when they arrested his destiny, when they made a law that nobody should pray, Daniel said, not me. That was the reason why I can find my destiny, find expression. He opened the window and he began to pray as aforetime, like he used to do. And beloved, on the basis of this prayer, the king was notified that Daniel had disobeyed God, had disobeyed the king, and they locked him in the lion's den. If he was praying at home with his window open, even right there in the lion's den, I believe his prayer shut the mouth of the lion, and the lion lost the ability to eat him up and devour his destiny. I want you to know, beloved, this night, by the covenant in the blood of Jesus, our destinies shall be rescued in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We saw, beloved, we are looking at the hijackers and the stealers, the killer and the destroyer of destiny. We have laid an emphasis that this is not other but the devil. But the devil operates through iron hand, through sicknesses, through infirmity, operates through powers that are mighty. It will operate even against the Lord Jesus through the Herod, who killed all the men, all the kids, in order to stop the destiny of Jesus Christ from shining, or from his star from manifesting, from having a visible expression. Beloved, I'm talking about the principalities and the powers assigned against our glorious destiny. The star of Jesus was bright and shining, but yet Herod said that which men came to come and worship, it will stop that star from becoming a visible reality, that everyone will come and bow down to, including the shepherd, the first set of people that saw the star and recognized the star of Jesus, beloved, as the one to bow down to. Therefore, anybody, anywhere, any power, anywhere that choose to waste our destiny, the Lord shall waste them today. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, what are the arresters of destiny? You see Jezebel in 1 Kings chapter number 19. We saw the threat of Jezebel make Elijah to want to quit from running the race. Jezebel is a spirit of witchcraft. Witchcraft spirit. Satanic bewitchment that threats with death. Satanic bewitchment that sponsor fear to arrest destiny. It was easy for a Daniel to say, it's better for me to die, because he could not see anything much about his own life. When the spirit of witchcraft is attacking destiny, they make the destiny to look worthless. His own destiny does not watch what anything much to him. Beloved, Elijah, who had already been on the scene of life and saw the defeat of the Baal worshippers, and beloved, and he had seen, beloved, the hand of God raining fire on the earth, the same Daniel, because of this demonic personality, What did he say? Because of one thread, he said, Jezebel sent this message to Elijah. May the God strike me and even kill me, if by this time tomorrow I've not killed you just as you kill them. That assault against by the Jezebel, beloved, is an assault against life. Assault against life. Assault against destiny. Assault against the wonderful work of God that God has been doing through Elijah. Elijah became fearful because fear is a torment. He was afraid and fled for his life. And beloved, it makes a man like Elijah to become a runaway. Destiny displacement. The enemy that wants him to run away from the place of his destiny. Don't you see that this does happen, and this, the very place where individual was meant to be relevant, becomes a place where they abandon and boycott because of the threat of the enemy. Beloved, Elijah was afraid. He went to Beersheba, a town in Judah. He left his servant there. Then he went on alone into the wilderness, traveling all day. A sponsor loneliness. The one that was one kept by God because one afraid for his dear life. The one that was a risk taker become one that is so afraid and paralyzed in action because of the threat that he had received. Destiny paralysis. He suffered. Beloved, he looked at his own destiny. Beloved, as he sat under the solitary broom tree and prayed that he might die. When destiny has been assaulted, it sponsored destiny suicide. These are the powers of the enemy that you want to rid yourself of from this morning when you are looking at your life and you are saying, does it really worth the effort? And you are saying, that is it not better to die? Look at him and say, for I am no better than my ancestors who have already died. Beloved, he wish he was dead. So what he's saying is that his destiny does not matter, does not mean anything at all. Beloved, when God was going to redeem him, beloved, from that state of funny feeling, he fed him. He said, wake up, eat. For the journey is long. Your destiny is not yet complete. You have not finished. There's still a race for you to run. So God fed him a number of times, and he went in supernatural feeding. He went in the strength of that food. And what God gave him to drink, to have strength to travel for 40 days. And 40 nights, beloved, until he came into the cave to stay there. So, beloved, the last assignment that God gave him, he delivered. But what you have to see there, it was not yet time to hand over. But because the destiny assault that was received from the spirit of witchcraft made this man want to quit, want to give up, want to abandon his own destiny. Beloved, if you have spoken with me and you have said that I just sometimes feel like I should take my own life, that I want to die. Beloved, you don't have to die. It is simply because the enemy has assaulted your destiny, but this morning, the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rescuer of all men, will rescue every destiny under satanic assault, under satanic attack, under satanic arrest, under satanic manipulation, under satanic intimidation, under satanic affliction, under satanically sponsored. Beloved, word today, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, destiny was arrested by the woman in John chapter number 2. Our destiny was arrested, beloved, in being with different men. Beloved, looking for love in the wrong places. A woman that was a city taker, an impact maker, until Jesus came to rescue her, her destiny did not find expression. He said, go and bring your husband. She said, I do not have one. Beloved, and Jesus said, you have spoken right, because the five attempts you have had, is none of them is your husband. Even the one that you are with right now. Beloved, our destiny was arrested, beloved, in failed marriages. Love, looking for love in wrong places. The one who was meant to be an attraction, an impact maker, was attracted to the wrong people. And the abuser. Destiny, whenever a person was abused, it was the destiny that was abused. She suffered abuse, rejection, failure in relationships. Simply because whatsoever attack I was attacking our destiny. So Jesus, when Jesus spoke to her, the Bible says she left her water pot and she ran to talk to other people. Sorry, John chapter number 4. She ran to talk to other people in the village, in the same place where he had previously been abused. She went to tell other people in that city about Jesus. Every controversy, all of her shame, came to an end, and there was a starting point, because after rescue from anything that assaulted, attacked, afflicted, intimidated our destiny, we are released to fulfill our destiny. Beloved, the woman laughed. In verse 29, she said, she went to the village telling every one of them, come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could he possibly be the Messiah? It stirred up a question in the community, in the same place that where our destiny had been afflicted and arrested. He raised a question, and many came to Jesus Christ, and beloved, they said, we have had him for ourselves. they came, they had the Lord Jesus Christ. And many disciples were raised in that same city. Beloved, after that destiny has been rescued, I want you to know, as we had heard in the earlier on in the morning yesterday, the enemy does not look for a dull star, a destiny that carries no weight, but he looks and sought after destinies, beloved, that are destinies that God has enlisted as a change agent, as an impact maker. That is why you and I will rise, keeping these words of the Lord in our spirit. And you are going to know that Jesus Christ has done everything to rescue our destiny. Whether we acquired the affliction or it was in our foundation, we saw that it was in the foundation of the Daniels, because of their father, Hezekiah, because of many kings that deviated from following God, they secured. Beloved, their ancestors become a propagator that secured a rest of destiny against them. And beloved, I want you to know, whether it is through bewitchment, whether it is acquired by the individual, like Saul's destiny that was arrested because of his disobedience, the one that was meant to be looked after, looked at, become one that was looking at those who were under him, took instruction from the people who had under him, and beloved, he cut short his own destiny. God said that he demoted him in order to promote one that will obey him. So it is possible for us to be the one that Leo, the attacker of our destiny arrest, we might be the one that have acquired the destiny displacement of miscarriage because of one thing that we do. It could have been done from our foundation. It could have been done by sicknesses or diseases. It could have been done even through causes. Beloved, but Galatians 3:13, the word of the Lord says, Galatians 3:13, that even at the cause has been broken. So Christ has redeemed us from the cause of the law, being made a cause for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Jesus took our place, negate all the causes that could stop destiny from finding expression. And verse 14, through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessings he promised to Abraham, so that we who are believers might receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. Jesus Christ died that we might live. He broke the curse of that disobedience was meant to have attached to us. Read from Deuteronomy chapter number 28. From verse 15, we saw all the various causes associated to lack of God, adhering or obeying or living by the law that God has spoken to his people. But you and I, we saw that he has made himself a curse for us so that we can experience the covenant blessing of God that he has made to Abraham. Beloved, he said, those who are believers might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit through faith. The Spirit of the living God is the executor, the performer of the word of the living God. So this morning, as we cry out unto the Lord, and you are making divine decrees, You are rescuing your destiny from the hand of the satanic assassinator. Beloved, this morning, by the blood of Jesus and by the power that is in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, every enemy that holds our destiny hostage, they are releasing them in a hurry in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The blood of redemption spoke then, it is still speaking now. Beloved, and it is written. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly more than all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to his power that is at work within us. It is God that is at work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It is God that is at work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And the power that worketh in us is the power of the Holy Spirit, beloved, that God gave to us in Philippians chapter number 2, verse 13. And that is the executor of the rescue that we are decreeing and declaring this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Because he that worketh in us is the one that can do all things, is the performer of God's word. Therefore, this morning, as you join me on this altar, I want us to begin to pray. There are specific things and specific people, beloved, that God is reaching out to, even this morning, by the power in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I want you to say to the Lord, power in the blood of Jesus, avail and prevail for me. Rescue my destiny without fail. Power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Avail, prevail for me. Rescue my destiny without fail. Rescue my destiny in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, let the power in the blood of Jesus avail, prevail for me. Rescue my destiny. Rescue my destiny. Rescue my destiny. Rescue my destiny. In la pio otugaso. Zoprote gekuzote. In la kekutoso. Ziatuate. Ende gekekutoso. Uzoprote gagazuate. Isopia atuaso. Onde gege libros ote, isopia atua azotue, ela piandro nege kutogosuzo, onde gege libros ote, esu ato, onde gege libros ote, isopia atuazo, onde gege libros ote, istobonde ge kutazo, istonde gege libros ote, isopia atuazo, onde gege libros ote, isopia atuate, elapio otuazo, onde gege libros ote, ende gege libros otea, lekekutozo, ziatuaza, ende gege libros ote, isoponde gege libros ote, indonobo kutagazate, istomble gekutozo, isopronde gege libros ote, isopia atua atuaza, elapekotongo suzie, entronobo suzia, zaprotugazate, isopronde gege libros ote, isopia atuazo, Power in the blood of Jesus, unravel every mystery seek to trouble my glorious destiny. Expose the power in the blood of Jesus. Ropia atugazate. Deliver my destiny. Rescue my destiny. Expose the root of every instrument of darkness used to trouble my destiny. Usopia atuazo. Oh, ndegekeke libruso ote. Isopia atuazo. Oh, ndegekeke libruso ote. Esusia apio otugazote. Esopia atuazo. Power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Rescue my destiny. Expose every root cause of affliction. Expose every root cause of assault. Expose every root cause of oppression against my glorious destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, be on the gekekusote, isopron the gekusate, power in the blood of Jesus. Arise on my behalf and rescue my destiny. Le en the gekusote, expose the root cause of every attack, of every oppression, of every affliction against my destiny, against the destiny of my children. Lusopia atugazo. Onde gegege librus ote. Isopia atuazo. Onde gege kutozo. Onde gegege tuzato. Otro. Zopia atuazo. Onde gege librus ote. Isopia atuazo. Power in the blood of Jesus. Arise. Rescue my destiny. Lord, expose the root cause of affliction, attack, assault, arrest of my destiny. In the name of Jesus, expose it and charge it by the power in the blood of Jesus. Expose it and charge it. Expose it and charge it. Expose it and charge it. Lika kabasu si atuale. Lenglo custoso si apioto. Lo custose. Zeprina custose. Isoprone geke custoso. Usopia atuaza. Beloved, pray for every prevailer on this altar. As you said this morning, power in the blood of Jesus. Rescue the destiny of the prevailers, our children, our family, and those that are connected to us from the hand of the satanic assault of darkness against our destiny. Expose the root cause of every assault, of any attack against the glorious destiny of the prevailers this morning. Expose it and charge it. Expose it and charge it. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopia atuazo. Zeprene no custo zoziate. Lika kutazo ziatuate. Dekreke kutozo. Ondegeke kutozo. Isopia atuate. Elapio otuazo. Ondegeke kutozo. Rescue my destiny. Rescue my destiny. Beloved, what you saw in Daniel chapter number 9 is that Daniel located in the books the root cause for why their destiny remained in captivity in Babylon, and he understood that it has gone too far. Outside of what God had said, the 70 years has expired. When you don't know the root cause, you can remain in that arrest for a long time. You are sent to the Lord, power in the blood of Jesus. Uncover every secret of the satanic Ayalin and Ayahan hold my destiny in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Expose it, uncover their secret, and destroy it. Other bloods were eating food and wine from the temple of the king Nebuchadnezzar, but you and I saw that Daniel and his three friends, they saw that it is a meal that is not meant to be eaten because it will sponsor dullness of mind and it will be a leveler that levels them with other bloods and that will deny them from having a cutting edge. Beloved, if they are partaking of the food and the wine, they will not have sought the Lord because their vessels would have been polluted. And therefore, they didn't eat what was going to destroy their destiny. I want you to rise up in your spirit and you are saying, Lord, by the power in the blood of Jesus, deliver my destiny from the hand of satanic iron and satanic iron lean in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver my destiny by the power in the name of Jesus from every satanic iron hand and iron lean assigned to trouble my destiny, assigned to arrest my destiny, assigned to pollute my destiny. Power in the blood of Jesus, arise for my sake, arise in my stead, rescue my destiny, deliver my destiny, save my destiny from the hand of the iron hand and the iron lean, the defilers and the polluters, the arresters and the destroyers of destiny. Lord, by the power in the blood of Jesus, Zopi atua kakuto suziale, lengo likra suziato, onde geke kusate, elebre no kusosia, onde ge kutaga kosuate, kizopronde geke trusosiate, in the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to lift up your voice as you are saying, the power of God that created the heavens and the earth, and everything that is in it by the sent word of God, locates me today. Rescue my destiny from satanic demonic assault. Rescue my destiny from satanic demonic attack. Rescue my destiny from every form of bewitchment. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Isopia atuazo. Rembolo kutoso ziatuase, zeprina kusto zoziato, onde gege librus oote, izopia atuate, ende gege librus oote, izopia atua atua, ende gege librus oote, izuzia atuate, ende gege librus oote, izopia atuate, Issues the actual in the mighty name of Jesus. You and I must say this morning, you are saying every satanic evil program contained into my destiny through connectivity with my parents in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I caught you up. I caught you up in the name of Jesus. Every encoding of darkness programmed into my destiny to destroy, to kill, and to steal it, I caught you up from my life in the mighty name of Jesus. I caught you up from my life. Zuzi atua leke kutozo. Zepre nekuza ato, lokutozo ziatua, leke kekutozo ziatuate, ende kekuta azwa, ende kekuloprosu ziate, ende kekelibrusu ote, izopia atuate, ende kekutozo, izopia atuazo, ende kekelibrusu ote, say, in the name of Jesus, you have set out on witchcraft, troubling and messing with my destiny. What are you waiting for? Die. In the mighty name of Jesus, out all witchcraft, aside to trouble, afflict, traumatize, arrest my destiny. What are you waiting for? The Lord of us is against you. Die, 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 die. Die, 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 die. Die, 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 die. In the mighty name of Jesus, is up here at the gazot. Is done the lake to Zosiato. Ostozi atua, leclus dozia. Zopruta asuate. Is togo take a librus ote. Is up here atuazo. On the geke librus ote. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. That is why you are saying this morning. Any illegal covenant, any agreement at all made at any point in time, in any satanic forum, on any demonic platform, against my destiny, be nullified by the blood of Jesus. 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 Zeku atua asuziate. Ella pio otua asuate. Endegege librus ote. Isopia atua kakuta zote. Illo bekua atuate. Endege kusoto osuate. Ella pio otrosuziato. Ondegege librus ote. Any demonic evil covenant, oath and agreement made on my behalf, that oath that I have made, that is standing in the way of the manifestation of my glorious destiny. What are you waiting for? Be nullified by the power in the blood of Jesus. Be nullified, be nullified, be nullified, be nullified by the power in the blood of Jesus. Be nullified by the power in the blood of Jesus. Be nullified by the power in the blood of Jesus. Be nullified by the power in the blood of Jesus. Be nullified by the power in the blood of Jesus. Be nullified by the power in the blood of Jesus. Isopia atuate. Endige kuato otuaza. Endige kalibrus ote. Isopia atuazo. Ondegege librus ote. Isopia atuazo. Ilomoku ato. Ondegege librus ote. You are saying foundational witches and wizards and strong men attached to my destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, be paralyzed. Be paralyzed. Be paralyzed. Be paralyzed, be paralyzed, be paralyzed, be paralyzed. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command you to be paralyzed now. Every foundational witches and wizard, familiar spirit, assigned to my destiny to destroy it. Today, I command you all be broken. Be paralyzed now. Ondike etuate, le cucutozote, esusiato, ondegege librus ote, isotua atuate, endegege librus ote, isopia atuato, ondegege librus ote, isopia atua, asuato, osusia atuate, elapio ostrosusiate. Every foundational oppression of darkness, sponsoring bewitchment, sponsoring attack, sponsoring hate, sponsoring abuse against my destiny, What are you waiting for? Die, die, die. Let on the gekuzato otuate. Endegege libris ote. Isopia atua asotua. Ela kekutoso. Ondegege libris ote. Isopia atuaso. Ondegege libris ote. Isopia atuaso. Ondegege libris ote. Isopia atuaso. Endegege libris ote. Isopia atuaso. Ondegege libris ote. Meklosutaza. Zeprondegege libris ote. Endegege libris ote. Endegege libris ote. Endegege lekriza atua. Ondogo kusate. Elabia otuaza. You are lifting up your voice and you are saying, my destiny, by the power in the name of Jesus, you are rescued this morning from every cauldron of darkness, from every satanically oriented, sponsored diseases, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, my glorious destiny. I declare your rescue now from every satanic cauldron of darkness. Isopi atuate, cauldron of the eaters of flesh and the drinkers of blood. I decree and declare your rescue in the mighty name of Jesus. Zopia atuazo, by the blood of Jesus, my destiny, you are rescued. Lu unde gege libris ote. Esusia atuate, bekuato, ondogo libris ate, endige kuazote, endegege likrasi atua, doklongege kusote, isopia atuazo, ondegege libris ote, isopia atuazo, my destiny, you are rescued from the cauldron of darkness, cauldron of the eaters of flesh, and the drinkers of blood. I declare your rescue. Rukabatu kasuato. Ondegege libris ote. Isopia atuate. Ela proti kasuate. Isopia atua. Endegege libris ote. Isopia atuate. Endegege libris ote. Endege kusote. Isopia atuate. Endege calibrus ote, isopia atuate, endege calibrus ote, endege calibrus ote, isopia anda cacusate. You are saying, my destiny, by the power in the name of Jesus, come out of the grave of sickness, come out of the grave of trouble, come out of the grave of affliction. Come out from the grave, beyond the gekuzate. Come out of the grave of death in the mighty name of Jesus. My destiny, come out from every grave that was created in order for me, for my destiny to be buried. Any peace that was done in order for my destiny to be swallowed up, I charge you, my destiny. Come out of every grave. Come out of every pit of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every grave of terminal disease. Every grave of deformity. Every grave of defect. Let the destiny of my children emerge from such grave. You shall not be swallowed. Leondege kusote. Let the mouth of the grave be shut. Let my children, my life, my destiny, let my family never be swallowed up by the grave. Beyond the gege libris ote, isopia atuazo. On the gege libris ote, esusia tabalengresi ato. Wonderful Jesus, mighty God, wonderful Jesus. Mighty God, wonderful Jesus, mighty God, let every destiny arrested in any grave of darkness. Lord, this morning be rescued. Li akuta atua atua. So, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are saying, rescue angels of the Most High God. Locate every grave where my destiny and that of my household and that of my children have been buried. Rescue us today. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, angelic host of God, the rescue men from satanic feet, from the money grave, locate every grave, locate every piece of darkness that has swallowed up destiny of any prevailer, life of any of our children. In the mighty name of Jesus, rescue our destiny, rescue our destiny, rescue our destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, rescue our life from every satanic grave, from every demonic pit. Rescue us, rescue us, rescue us, rescue us, rescue us, rescue us, rescue us. Li ondeka kutozo, zeprenene kustozo ziate. Let there be a supernatural rescue from every grave of darkness. Let all together see out. Leke kusoto, leke kutozo, uso prondaga kusote, endeke ke libru soote, isopia atuazo, ondeke ke libru soote, isopia atuazo, ondeke ke libru soote, isopia atuate, endeke ke libru soote, isopia atuazo, ondeke ke kuazo. O soprande che cazzate, e ende che libro soote, isopia atua atuata, ende che le cruzoote. You are saying, rescue angel of the Most High God, rescue my destiny, rescue the destiny of the prevailers, rescue the destiny of prevailers, champion network, United Kingdom, prayer summit, rescue the destiny of Prevailers Church Network, platform of oppression, in this prayer conference, it calls, Lord, in every arms of ministry that you have ordained for us, Lord, let there be a rescue. Angelic host of God, arise for the rescue of the destiny of this commission, for the destiny of our leader, of the destiny of our members. Let there be a rescue. 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 It don't beg a kutoso si atuale pendogu sociale. Le clustos o si apronde gasto. Zopiandoli che cutoso, ze prende che cutoso sia tua, le cloto su sia pioto, dengle cutoso si prende gasa, ze prende custoso sia tua, delenglo tu guzose, me closo tuase, endege che libru soote, izopia atua za pioto, lenglo cutose. Endegeke libru soote, isopia atuate, isopia atugazate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in love us at all. Beloved, you want to lift up your voice. You are saying, angelic host of God, detach my destiny, detach my destiny from the destructive enemy, in the mighty name of Jesus. Disconnect my destiny from the hand of the destroyer. Li undoge etuazo. Ondegege kutozo si atuate. Eso prendega katuase. Ella pio otuase. Endegege ketuzo si ate. Angelic host of the Most High God. Disconnect, detach my destiny from destruction. Jesus, you have said the voice of the Lord that creates light out of darkness. Speak life into my destiny today. Speak healing into my destiny. Speak rescue into my destiny. Speak recovery into my destiny. Look on both to get the heart. And talk to us of the heart. Le cutoso. On the geke cutoso. In sopia atuate. Ella pentro no gozo. Zepriando gleke gozote. In sopia atuate. And the libruso ote. In sopia atuate. Endegeke kuzote, enzopia atuate, endegeke libruso ote, isopia atuazo, ondege kuzote, isopia atuate, ilobakuzate, in the mighty name of Jesus, beloved Hebrews 12:29, the Lord our God is a consuming fire. Jeremiah 23:29. It said, "Is my word not like fire? Is it not like armor that breaks the rock into pieces?" I want you to know that there is fire of deliverance. Beloved, the consuming fire enter into the fire of the three Hebrew men. And beloved, consume the fire that was meant to impact them negatively, and the fire of the enemy has no impact on their life or their destiny. You are the fire of deliverance of the Most High God, consuming fire of deliverance of the Most High God. Pass through every facet of my life, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Pass through the life of my children. Rescue our destiny from the hand of the waster, from the hand of the stealer, from the hand of the destroyer. Oh God, my Father, by your consuming fire of deliverance, pass through our life. Lord, enter into every location. Lord, of every prevailer now, rescue our destiny from the hand of the stealer, the killer, and the destroyer of destiny. Lord, rescue the destiny of favor from the hand of the stealer, the killer, and the destroyer of life and destiny. Fire of deliverance of the Most High God, consuming fire of deliverance of the Most High God, enter into the life of the prevailers today. Lord, rescue every prevailer from every hand of the demonic stealer, satanic killer, destructive enemy of darkness. Let there be a rescue, fire of deliverance. Rescue the prevailer's destiny from the hand of the agents of destiny. Rescue our destiny from the hand of the house of witchcraft. Rescue our destiny from every hand of placenta-related problems. Rescue our destiny from the hand of every familiar spirit. Rescue our destiny from the hand of every oppressor of our destiny. Rescue our destiny. Let it to Gassiatua by the fire of your deliverance. Oh God, this body, the consuming fire of deliverance that enter into the fiery furnace of Shadrach, Meshach, and Assyria. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, enter into every destiny of the prevailers. Lord, locate the prevailers' destiny and rescue us from every fiery furnace of trouble, of affliction, of insanity, of confusion. Rescue our destiny today from the hand of the oppressor. Rescue our destiny today from the hand of wicked men in the daytime and in the nighttime. Let there be a rescue for the destiny of the prevailers. Is Zapia Atuato Leklekeku Aza. From the hand of satanic arrest, of sickness and diseases, trouble, unexplainable affliction. Let there be rescue today. Fire of the Most High God, consuming fire of God, enter into the life of the prevailers from across the nations of the earth. Let there be a rescue. Rescue from the disaster, from the destructive enemy. Rescue from every territorial spirit assigned, Lord, to trouble our destiny. Let there be a rescue. Lead on to Gazote. Isoprondegekuzote. Isoprota. Lekekutosia. Lenglekutose. Isopia. Atuate. Oh, thou power of God, enter into our life. Rescue our destiny. Lootodokuzote. From the hand of the wicked, rescue our destiny. From the hand of the oppressor, rescue our destiny. From the hand of the killer of destiny, rescue our destiny. From the hand of hateful men, rescue our destiny. Rescue the destiny of this commission. From the hand of wicked men, rescue the destiny of Prevailers Church Network. From the hand of hostile men, rescue the destiny of this commission. From the hand of the enemies of that is sponsoring destruction and defect. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, a consuming fire, by the fire of God that consumes the fiery furnace of darkness, but that cannot be consumed. Locate every platform of oppression, every covenant of darkness, sponsoring hate, defeat, rejection, and abuse, and against the destiny of this commission and our members. Lord, locate those fiery furnaces of darkness. Consume them tonight. Li otuas osiatuate. Le klekutoso. Osusia atua. Lekle kutongo kosusie, endegege libris oote, esusia atuate, elapio otroso, ondegege libris oote, esopia atuazo, ondegege libris oote, dekua atazo. Beloved, lift up your voice and say the power of God, the word of God, that old heaven and earth that God has made together, that sustains the creation of God. Lord, you are saying, locate the destiny of the prevailers, sustain our destiny. Lord, revive our destiny, heal our destiny, sustain our destiny. Lord, heal our destiny, sustain our destiny. For Psalm 102, beloved, Psalm 107:20, he sent forth his word, he healed our land. Hebrews 11:3, he said, by the word of God, we understand the words were framed. Not only were they framed, they were held together by the word of God. Beloved, you are saying, voice of the divine word of the Lord that created the universe and hold it together by the word of his power. Arise, rescue my destiny. Lord, sustain my destiny. Propel my destiny to fulfillment today. 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 Propel my destiny. Usher my destiny, Lord, to fulfillment. Usher the destiny of the prevailers to our fulfillment. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice as you say, voice of healing. Beloved, because that word of the Lord, when it's spoken, it becomes the voice of the Lord. You are saying, voice of healing from heaven, locate my destiny, heal my Lord, locate my destiny. Rescue and heal. Lord, rescue and raise. Rescue and raise my destiny. From death, rescue and raise my destiny. From sickness, rescue and raise the destiny of this commission. From the grave, in the mighty name of Jesus, is appear unto us. On the gege libros ose, in the gege libros ose, is appear unto us. Ella pio otoga buzate, in the kekutoso, illa protugosi ate. Beloved, lift up your voice as you say any power anywhere that wants to use those who are close to me to trouble my destiny. Today your time is up. Expire, 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 expire. You are saying any power anywhere that wants to use my family, those who are close to me, my friends, to trouble my destiny. I charge you by the power in the name of Jesus. Expire, 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 expire. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are saying any power anywhere that wants to use finances to trouble my destiny, that wants to use even lack to trouble my destiny, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord of hosts is against you. Expire, 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 in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, is appear unto God. On the gekekutoso, on the gekelibrus ote, is appear unto us. You have said whatsoever was buried in order to bury my destiny, I charge you by the power in the mighty name of Jesus. Bury your honor, 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 bury your honor. Is up here at us. On the gekusote, is up on the gekusate. In the mighty name of Jesus, beloved, you are saying anything that was deflated to make my destiny expire before its time, I command you in the name of Jesus, attack your honor, attack your honor, let your honor expire even before their time. My destiny shall not expire. My destiny is released to our fulfillment in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Is up here atuate, elle che cutoso si atuate, ella pio otrosuate, ende gege libros ote, is up here atuazo, onde gege libros ote, is up here atugazote, is up ronde ge cusate, ella pio otuate, any power anywhere that wants my destiny to expire before its fulfillment. What are you waiting for? The Lord of hosts is against you, and my destiny shall not expire. Let any personality power waiting for my destiny to expire before manifestation expire on my account. Expire on my account, expire on my account, expire on my account, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, you have said every voice is of wicked men, but were called only men that have spoken ill against my destiny. What are you waiting for? It's the reward, the result of your negativity in the name of Jesus. I command the liberation of my destiny from every voice of wicked men from the earth. The kusu iketa akuato on dike kekutaza ziatuate ilomongraso tua. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have said evil monitoring eyes, praying and monitoring my destiny from afar. In the mighty name of Jesus, be blinded now. Powers monitoring my destiny from afar to hurt it, to crush it, to aid it, to strike it, and to smite it. In the mighty name of Jesus, be blinded, be blinded, be blinded. In the mighty name of Jesus, be blinded, be blinded, be blinded, be blinded, be blinded. In the name of Jesus, you are said, oh, thou son, hear ye the word of the Lord. You shall not cooperate with the adversary to smite my destiny, to smite my life. You shall not cooperate with any evil powers of darkness to smite my destiny by day. In the mighty name of Jesus, Dekusu Atwa, O thou son, hear ye the word of the Lord. You shall not cooperate with the adversary against my destiny. You shall not smite my destiny by day. In the name of Jesus, I charge you by the power in the name of Jesus, cooperate with the word of God for my destiny fulfillment. Cooperate with the word of God for my destiny recovery. Cooperate with the word of God for my destiny healing. Cooperate with the word of God for my destiny restoration. Cooperate, cooperate in the name of Jesus with the divine word of the living God for my destiny recovery now. So be on the kekutoso, o son de kekelibrus ode, isopia atuazo, on de kekelibrus ode, isopia atuazo. O stone de kekelibrus ote, isopia atuate. Beloved, lift up your voice and you say, oh, you moon, reject any satanic evil programming against my destiny, against the destiny of my children, against the destiny of my family, against the destiny of the prevailer. Reject evil programming. Reject satanic evil programming to assault the destiny of this commission. Reject it, reject it, reject it, reject it. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Sophia Atuazo, Zopron de Kekutoso, Iston de Kekelibrus Ode. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I charge you. All you moon, reject evil program of satanic assault against the destiny of this commission. Reject evil program of satanically sponsored aid against this commission. Reject demonic programming of darkness against the Prevailers Church Network, our leaders and our members, by the power in the name of Jesus. Reject it now. Reject it now. Reject it now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. Answer in the favor of the Prevailers Church Network, our leaders and our members, and those that serve in this commission, the prayer partners, the covenant partners, Lord of this commission. Therefore, I decree, all you moon, reject. Sofia Atuate. Endegege Librus Ote. Sofia Atuate. Isoprondegege Librus Ote. Sofia Atuate. Endegege Librus Ote. Indokasuate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, just a few more before we depart this body. You are going to say, Lion of the tribe of Judah, locate every lion's den, every devouring platform of darkness, assigned to devour my destiny, to devour the destiny of this commission, our leaders and our members, locate it, shut the mouths of lions, let there be a rescue for the prevailing destiny. Let there be a rescue from half of our destiny, from the den of disease, from the lion's den of destruction, from the lion's den of satanic arm robbers, from the lion's den of assassinators of destiny. Lord, by the power and the blood of Jesus, you are the lion of the tribe of Judah. Locate every demonic threat, every lion then that is assigned to threat our life, to threat our destiny. Any demonic lion's den of darkness, sponsored to eat up our flesh and to drink up our blood, located by thunder, located by fire. Lord, bring the prevailers out. Let there be a rescue for our destiny. Lo uso pi atuazo. On de gege librus ote. Iso pi atuazo. On de gege librus ote. Iso pron de gege librus ato. On de gege librus ote. Iso pi atuate. En de gege librus ote. Isophia Atuase, in the name of the Lord Jesus, you have said every destiny crawling disease. Every destiny crawling situation. Every destiny crawling attack of darkness against my destiny. What are you waiting for? Die, die, die. Die, expire, die. In the name of Jesus, expire, die, expire, die. Expire, die, expire, die. Expire, die, expire, die. Expire, die, expire, die. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are saying destiny creepless. Destiny arrester assigned against this commission, our leader and our members and our family. What are you waiting for? Die. Die in the name of Jesus. Destiny crippler. Destiny slaughter. Destiny attackers. Destiny assault. Assigned against the prevailers church network. Your time is up. Die, 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 die. In the name of Jesus, I want you to say to the Lord, even this morning, power in the name of Jesus, sharpen the cutting edge of my destiny today. Sharpen the cutting edge of my destiny today. Let my destiny find fulfillment, find expression. Let my destiny find fulfillment. Let my destiny find expression. In the name of Jesus. Si aqua ato gogo si ato. Onde keke kutoso. Let the destiny of my children charge you. You are rescued today from hardship, from toiling. You are rescued from every threat of death. I rescue my destiny by the power in the name of Jesus from being hidden, from manifestation. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command my destiny be rescued by the power in the mighty name of Jesus. Be rescued, be rescued, be rescued, be rescued, be rescued in the name of Jesus. You say, oh, thou wilt sustain in the daytime, sustain in the nighttime, sustain from the hand of the wicked, sustain from every arrow of the wicked in my life. What are you waiting for? Receive the balm of Gilead. Receive the voice of healing from the Most High God. Receive the virtue of healing now. Be healed. Be healed from every wound sustained spiritually. Every wound sustained physically. Every wound sustained mentally. Be thou healed. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let there be supernatural healing. Let there be divine healing now. Let there be supernatural healing. Let there be divine healing. Li akwa apatunga zaato. Osuzia atuate. Healing from every form of assault. From to my destiny. Healing from every attack. Every wound sustained against my destiny. Li akwa apatu sosiato. On degege libris ote. In the name of Jesus. You are set on the power of God. On the rod of the Most High God. That parted the Red Sea. Parted every way. Oh God. That I need to pass through. To have my destiny fulfilled. Lord, make a way for my destiny to emerge out of obscurity. Make a way for the destiny of the prevailers to emerge out of obscurity. Make a way for the destiny of prevailers to come out of every grave. In the name of Jesus, power that parted the Red Sea. The power of the Most High God that created a way where there is no way, that made a way in the Red Sea of life. Make a way for the Prevailers Church Network destiny to emerge out of obscurity in the mighty name of Jesus. Te kuanda gakuzote, isopronde gekutozo, isopia atuazo, onde geke libruzote. Is up here at Wazo. On the Gegeke Libruso Ote. Is up here at Wazo. And the Gelibruso Ote. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And thus saith the Lord. Psalm number 91. Psalm number 91. The word of the Lord says. Verse 3, surely the Lord will deliver you from the snare of the fowlers and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings we shall take refuge. His truth shall be our shield and buckler. We shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destructions that lays waste at noonday. Beloved, I don't understand certain things, and I'm not ashamed to say I don't. understand what I don't understand. Nobody can come and arrest me. I don't know. So God will help me because he knows that I don't know. And he will make me know what I don't know. I do not understand certain operations, beloved, that why cruel men are cruel sometimes in a completely wicked way. The Lord helped my eyes to be open. I could see that there are two people, they were sisters. Two sisters. I could see that these two, one is in the light and one is in the darkness. And I saw that one had used as reading on the destiny of another. And I saw that in this commission, there's been an exposure. There will be an exposure of every operation that is crueler and that is contrary to the word of the Lord. But I saw that it becomes a big testimony because destiny was rescued. And I saw that the sponsor behind this destiny rescue that is getting a hit from God tonight was angry and wanted to fight back because destiny, everybody has now got their own destiny. You don't need to steal and live forever using another person's glory. And I saw that the demonic entity engaged by the devil that screwed up and mixed up those destiny was at a rage, but the Lord bring them down. Every evil that they have intended and they have planned, it came upon their own head. God was showing me like a movie, a cinema. I saw a church bigger than the few people that we have. I saw a church bigger and larger. Beloved, where God judges the wicked, where the host of heaven is present, and where God rises up for his people. Therefore, the word of the Lord said, those who contended with us, we contended with them. And those who thought they will lay us waste, they will be buried in no time. And those who rise up against this commission, beloved, they will fall for our sake. They might have risen against other people in the past, but when they try this commission, they will be buried alive. The earth will open up and swallow them. We will look for them, we shall no longer find them. In the mighty name of Jesus, because if God brings you to this commission, you deserve to be rescued. That is why God raised us, and that is why you have come here for your destiny to be rescued. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, and that is why you are going to lift up your voice. The word of the Lord said, we will not be afraid of the pestilences that walk in darkness, not destruction that lays waste at noonday. So if you are not afraid of it, it means that both the arrow, both the terror, both the pestilence and the destruction, they cannot or they are not permitted to attack our destiny or to attack our lives. Therefore, you are going to pray this prayer. You are going to say, terror of the night, arrows that fly by day. Pestilences that walk in darkness, destruction that lays waste at noonday. Locate the attacker of my destiny. Locate the habitation of the arrester of my destiny. Locate the destiny of any higher hand and higher lean assigned to waste my destiny. Assigned to prevent my destiny from fulfillment. assigned to stand in the way of my destiny, assigned to resist my destiny manifestation, assigned to oppose my destiny fulfillment. The undecuta asos the appeal to Gazate, it lomong locusute. Le closusia la prondi gecusote, iso prende gecutoso, usopia atuaso, onde geke librus ote negasuate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, you see, when I said I don't know, I mean I don't know. And God came to me. He said, "This is what you don't know, I will tell you now," just as we are praying. He said, "What I showed you is not that it has never happened before." And he took me to 1 Kings chapter number 18. Elijah stood for the entire nation so that they can have rain again, so that the Israelites can be rescued from the hand of the Baal worshiper, the idolaters, who had caged them, who had controlled them, who had manipulated them, both themselves and their king Ahab, who was married to the devil, called Jezebel. And beloved, it was simply because Elijah stood on the Lord's side and he wasted the Baal worshippers that, beloved, Ahab told his demonic wife. And beloved, Jezebel begins to threaten and Elijah, sending a message that speak negativity. I told somebody today, I said, if I call you one more time and you don't pick up my phone, I said, I will never call you again. Why? Because deliverance cannot be forced. If you don't want it, you don't want it, because I'm responsible for so many other people. If I call you and you pick up my and you hear my phone, send me a note and say, "Pastor, I can't pick up your phone now. We get back to you later." But if I've called a number of days, beloved, you can go and find out how many pastors call people. I call not because I want to jest or I want to talk to you. I want to play with you. I call because your name came up. I call because it was your time for rescue. And so if you don't take it, I said I will not call again. Because I'm responsible to a whole lot of other people. Beloved, I want you to say this night, any power anywhere engaging terror by night, arrows of darkness that flies by day, pestilences that walk in darkness, destruction that lays waste at the noonday, through witchcraft, through familiar spirit, through household wickedness, through satanic forces, to smite me of the helper of my destiny. What are you waiting for? Die. Die, 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 in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Die in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Die in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Die in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopi anduke lebo tukeza art.
Hey, Dika kutabata galike kutosia. Zepro tugazwa. Leka tugabatwa. Deklike kutazi atuato. Ondike kakusuto lobosi ate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, these are decreed judgments now. Decreed judgment. It's for the wicked and it must not locate the righteous. Anyone that has wickedness in them must vacate wickedness and do what is right by God. There are terrors of the night. They are from the wicked and they are to locate the wicked. You are going to say, destiny rescue angels of the Most High God. Locate every higher hand and higher lead. Engaging and using the terror of the night against my destiny, against the destiny of the prevailers, covenant partners, against the destiny of my family, against the destiny of this commission, against the destiny of the prevailers around the world. Locate them tonight. Let the terror of God fall upon the wicked. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the terror of the night locate the wicked. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, every wicked eye and an eye lean aside to attack my destiny. Locate them, all thou terror from the throne room of God. Locate every hand of darkness, every instrument of darkness, every powers of darkness aside to send terror against this ministry, against my family, against my life, against the prevailers, against our covenant partners around the world, against the prevailers prayer summit, against the prevailers church network, against the prevailers prayer network conference call, against every platform of oppression. Lord, locate every higher hand and higher leader troubling us, troubling our destiny, waiting for our destiny to disappear before it appears. Locate them by your terror. Let them experience terror tonight. Terrorize them. Terrify them. Bring them to judgment. The heads are rising. The head, the manifestation of our glorious destiny. The head and stand in the way of the advancement of God's kingdom in this place. In the mighty name of Jesus, Isopia akutoko susia la ponde gelibruso ote. In the gospel at all. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, we have an invite that we use in church. And beloved, the invite has my picture in it. And I saw personality taking those pictures. They were trying to do enchantment and incantation against. Don't you think that they are sponsoring their own death? And they are just going to become history suddenly. They are speaking into it. And they thought that they can reach me. They will be dead and the buds of the ear will eat their flesh. And the dogs will lick their blood. And they will be scattered in such a way that there will not be a recovery for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to lift up your voice this morning as you say, power. In the mighty name of Jesus, engage the angelic arrow of God. Let the angelic host, expert in a shooting arrow, locate the habitation of the wicked. that is shooting an arrow of what? Arrow of enchantment, arrow of hatred, arrow of demotion, arrow of despair, arrow of distress, arrow of sickness against this commission, against our leader, in the mighty name of Jesus. De qua a tuate, and de gege libros oote, de kia a tuate. You are the sharp shooting angels of the living God. Locate the habitation of the wicked. Locate every iron hand and iron lead aside to engage arrow of darkness against this commission. Our leaders and our members against the prevailing summit, our service team and our covenant partners. Locate the wicked tonight. Lord, shoot them down. Lord, Joru, shoot them down. Lord, Joye, shoot them down. In the daytime, in the nighttime, I shut them down now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Isopi andoko negasiato. Likakota asu si atuate. Lekleke kutoso si atua. You are saying any power anywhere, any higher hand and higher lead, engaging the instrument of our outreach as an instrument to sponsor cruelty and wickedness against this commission. The Lord of hosts is against you. You are judged today. Let the arrow that you have shot against this commission backfire against you in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, there will be a lot of testimonies at the summit. And those who are abroad, they will send in their testimonies, and yours will not be missing. Your testimonies must be read. Beloved, and I saw that the wicked did wickedness, but I saw that there was a rescue and there was deliverance. Beloved, I just saw it. I saw it. The rescue had taken place. The recovery had happened. And there is no devil that can stand in the way. Therefore, the prevailers will return with testimonies. Now you are going to say, arrow of crookedness and wickedness against my destiny, fly back and backfire against the hand that throws you, the hand that sent you, the mouth that spoke you against my life, against my destiny. Backfire, 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 backfire upon the Jezebel. Backfire upon the powers that rose up against us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, you are saying, every pestilence that walks in darkness begin to descend on the wicked, and Lord, descend on them with the pestilence of darkness. There shall not be any recovery for the wicked in the name of Jesus. Liatu osuate. Let the pestilences that was in darkness miss the habitation of the righteous, miss the habitation of the prevailers, miss our family members, miss everything and anyone that is connected to us. But walk against the wicked. Walk against the wicked. In the name of Jesus, you are saying destruction that lays waste a new day, that make destiny and life to expire before it manifests. I command you, roll back on your side, roll back on the wicked. Every waster of destiny aside against this commission, against our leader and our members, let your evil, demonic, pestilence, destruction locate you. Be wasted by your wasting instrument. Be wasted
You are saying, oh, thou power of God, that waste Pharaoh in the Red Sea, his chariots and his chariots men, locate every spiritual Pharaoh, every physical Pharaoh, every power that wants my destiny to remain in obscurity, every power that wants me to be a beggar, every power that wants me to be one that depends on others to survive, every power that wants me to be a toiler, every power that sponsors hardship and hinder my destiny from manifesting, every power that threatens my life and the life of my children and my business or my career, locate them, terrorize them, and waste them. Tonight, locate them, terrorize them, waste them. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Zepuanda Gakuzote, Zeprotu Gazatuale, Lenge Kekuzoto, Suziatuale, Leke Togozozia, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we saw that Jeremiah 29, God said there will be recovery. The Lord spoke again. Beloved, he spoke in 2 Kings chapter number 3, we saw recovery. Jeremiah told us in Jeremiah chapter number 30, verse 16, he said, your devourer shall be devoured, your adversary, every one of them will go into captivity. Our spoilers shall be spoiled, and those who prey upon us shall become a prey. But it will restore health unto us and heal our wound. What I want you to hold on to understand, as you pray for your life, you are also praying for your destiny, because you need to have a life in order to have a destiny that needs to be fulfilled. And so when destiny are arrested, it is like an arrest of life. And when life is arrested, it leads to being wasted dead. But God has rescued us. He said, I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of all of your wounds. I want you to call yourself, call your children, call the people that you remember. Call me. Remember me. Pastor Ayo, all the people that serve God in this commission, Pastor Remy, their wives, their children, everything that pertains to them. And this is what you are going to say tonight, because God said, I will. And you are saying, oh, thou God, arise, restore, and recover the destiny of this commission. Recover, restore, and recover my destiny, the destiny of Pastor Ayo, Pastor Ellen, of the men and women that serve God in this commission, our covenant partners. Arise, arise, and rescue, and restore, and recover back our destiny. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let there be rescue, let there be recovery, now and forevermore without fail. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, that is why we saw that in John chapter number 11, Jesus prayed out loud. He prayed in faith. He said, I know that you hear me always, and I know you will also hear me again. He called Lazarus forth. He commanded grave clothes to loosen. I will take that Father in the morning from 5 o'clock. But beloved, I want you to begin to thank God if you know that the Lord has had you tonight. And return the glory and the honor that is due unto his name, unto our God that deserves all the glory. Let's give him praise. Father, we honor you tonight because you have heard us and you have answered. Thank you for doing exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine by the power of your spirit that is at work in us. Thank you for healing. Thank you for recovery. Thank you for rescue. Thank you, O God, for release from the captivity our destinies. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I soak the work that you have done in the lives of individual and collectively and alive as a commission in the blood of Jesus. I decree and declare in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ that which you have done for us today is permanent. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it shall not be stolen, killed, or destroyed. It shall not be miscarried. It shall not, oh God, become victimized by any satanic, demonic, higher hand, or higher limb again. For whatsoever the Lord doeth, abideth forever. Therefore, as you take us step by step through this deliverance program, every soul will return with testimonies in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, therefore, as we lay down to sleep, our sleep shall be sweet. Even in the night season, we will hear the voice of the Lord saying, this is the way, walk in it. So we will not lack divine direction, instruction, and guidance. Therefore, we will know what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church, that the sons of Issachar will understand the timing and the seasons of God, and we will know what Israel ought to do today. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 hallelujah. Now unto you, the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, my Lord and my God who has called me, my Father who has set me up for his purpose and for his plan. Unto you will return the glory, unto you will return the honor, unto you will return the praise. You who is the one who speaks through my mouth, you are the one that I declare, and you are the one that perform your word. Lord, that you have spoken to your servant and execute your word that you have sent me to declare. Thank you, my Father, that all that was done today you have performed to perfection. And therefore we return the glory and the honor to you. In Jesus' name we pray.